It's the Pinky the Pig Show. Okie dokie, it's me, it's Pinky the Pig, and it's time for our show. Today is Thoroughly Terrific 7-Minute Thursday, and I'm here with my excellent friend Mildred the Moo Moo Cow.
Hi, Pinky. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm wonderful. What would you like to talk about today?
Well, I would like to please talk about the melodrama of life, because I was listening and I heard Farmer Tommy and Lady Lynette talking about that together last night.
Oh, okay. And do you know what that is?
Well, I think it's like, you know, everyday stuff happens and you go through your day and you have all these melodramas going on, but it's not like a play. I'm talking about the melodrama of life.
Right, I understand.
Yeah, so, and the thing is, you just deal with the melodrama, but you don't want to get wrapped up in it. And the other day, I heard Farmer Tommy, he was talking to Penelope. You know, she's 10 years old. She's going to be 11 in July.
Right. Well, what did Farmer Tommy say?
He said, Penelope, you're wrapped too tight.
Oh, because she was all wrapped up in her melodrama?
Yeah, and then she was like so consumed with what was going on, now she's wrapped too tight and her true self wasn't expressing itself. She was focusing on all the drama and the hysteria and the despair around her.
Well, you know, it's sometimes that's what happens. You know, you have expectations and they're not received, and so you get bent out of shape.
Yeah, because your true shape is love. We were created in love. And what you want to do is be in that place of love.
Yes, Pinky. And you know what I heard Farmer Tommy say?
What?
He said that whenever Pinky walks into a room, she lights up the room.
He said that?
Yes, he did.
Aw, that's so nice.
Well, he wasn't trying to be nice, actually. He was just stating how it is. It's true, Pinky. When you walk into a room, you light up the room.
Aw, well, you know, I'm going to be happy inside and I'm going to shine.
That's right. And that's the thing. Your vibration inside of you projects outwardly. And then that makes a space and then it connects with others. And then they find that same place in themselves because you opened it up for them.
Yeah.
And you can look in someone's eyes and connect in that one moment, and then you connect into that place of love.
Yeah, nirvana.
Oh.
What's nirvana again?
Well, that's a place of perfect peace and happiness. And, you know, I mean, the thing is, if when we get caught up in our melodrama of life and then we have judgments and opinions.
Yeah, we did a podcast on judgments and opinions. There's a difference.
Right. But when we get caught up in that place, it takes us out of the place of peace and love.
Yeah, you want to tune into that place where you are love. And then, like you say, you send out love and beauty, and then it resonates. It vibrates and it connects with another being, and then you're in that the same place of love.
Right, and that's a place of trust. And we can trust our inner place of peace.
Yeah. You let go of the melodrama. You know, Ram Dass, he says, make your melodrama. I give it away. He says, make your, now I can't say it.
I know what you're trying to say. He says, make your melodrama a mellow drama.
Yeah, no, thank you, Mildred. You knew what I was trying to say.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, because when something happens, you acknowledge it, but you just deal with it and don't lose your that beautiful place where you just flow in love and harmony with everything. I mean, I'm not trying to sound corny. I'm telling the truth. Your soul wants to be itself. But if you get caught up in all the melodrama and react to it, now you're not in that place anymore.
All right.
And happiness, you know, is not something that you possess. It's not a possession. It's a state of mind.
Oh, very good, Pinky.
I mean, I'm not saying you're just supposed to throw everything away and just not care about stuff. I'm not saying that. No. You keep your personality. You be who you are. You acknowledge the melodramas. But you don't get caught up on it so then it takes power over you. You just let that stuff go. Let it go. Let it go.
Are you ever going to do that song?
I don't know. Maybe. I'm not really ready for it, though.
Okay. Are you going to tell us what song you're going to do Tuesday?
It's not really connected, but producer Renee's learning the song now.
Okay. No spoiler alert?
No.
Okay.
Okay, Mildred. Well, be in that place of love and happiness because that's where we're meant to be. Let go of the melodrama.
Okay, Pinky.
Okay, I love you.
I love you.